You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Broadcasting and Media Minister Chris Farfoy announced a new public media entity will be created through the merging of TVNZ and Radio New Zealand. Farfoy stated that this will future-proof both organisations and provide a centralised source for all New Zealanders to rely on for future public journalism. The announcement has received mixed responses from across the media sector, with it being called a, quote, solution looking for a problem, unquote, by National Party broadcasting spokeswoman Melissa Lee. To speak more about what we could see out of the new entity, I've spoken to former MP Tracy Martin, who is also a chairperson on the Public Broadcasting Governance Group. What is this merger and how will it technically work?
So one of the things that I was really clear about when we started the conversation and started this piece of work to create a business case to provide to government about what was needed to protect public media, New Zealand public media, was that this was not about smashing together RNZ and TVNZ. RNZ and TVNZ have done nothing wrong. Actually, they are exceptional in what they have done for New Zealand and delivering public media. This was about recognising the ecosystem both in New Zealand and internationally and future-proofing RNZ and TVNZ's trusted brand and trusted delivery, as well as providing wider support to the wider ecosystem to deliver more. So that's probably what I would say about that.
Awesome. Why do you think that this merger was necessary and what advantages does it have over other solutions?
So the new entity, because it's not a merger, it's the creation of something new. And I really want to stress that, okay? Agreeably, when the legislation goes through, it will establish a single entity and it will disestablish TVNZ and RNZ as individual entities, and they will become sort of brands, I suppose. Underneath the umbrella of the single entity. But the reason it was needed is because, first of all, the current legislation is really restrictive. RNZ can only be, is only referred to as radio and in the radio spectrum. TVNZ is referred to as linear television. It doesn't give, the legislation doesn't give the capacity to move into what are platforms that exist now that didn't exist when the ledge was written. And also, we need ledge that doesn't predict what the platforms are of the future. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the international ecosystem around media is completely different than when the ledge was originally written. What we're talking about there is Google and Amazon and all those other people that are in the market. And the investments that each part of the current system needs to be able to make sure that they take New Zealanders' voice and stories to the places where New Zealanders are now, where they're listening now, and particularly the underserved, e.g. young people, Māori Pacifica and the migrant community.
How do you think that this new organisation will affect New Zealand's media landscape?
Well, the goal is to actually support it and grow it. What we know is that not the existing providers of public media need investment, they need other infrastructure to be able to widen their reach. So that's the first thing. So we want the entity to have the resources to provide them with whatever are those platforms that they need to go to make sure that New Zealanders can hear themselves, see their own stories, and have... and be able to retain truth and trust in the information that they're getting. The other thing that we're hoping that this will do, and there's a goal of the new entity, is, and let's just take student radio. Right now, student radio doesn't have a consistency of funding. It doesn't have they have to reapply every year for the next year's funding. We would like to see that the new entity, work more closely with Student Radio, with Pacifica Radio Trust, to provide not necessarily that funding stream, because that comes through New Zealand On Air and it's got a really good relationship with New Zealand On Air, but can we provide them with, or can the entity provide them with other resources, whether that be platforms at free or very low cost, for them to be able to grow their capacity to deliver to that audience and thereby release up some of the money they do get from NZ On Air to use for more content and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's incredibly interesting. We've definitely gotten small amounts of funding for a public interest journalism fund, as this very greatly relates to, and we've gotten video funds. But do you reckon that this is something that we'll be seeing soon, or something that's a few more years down the line?
Well, this has to, and remember, I'm the chair of the group that put the report together, and I do encourage anybody to go to the MCH website and read our business case and read the documents that are associated with it, so you can see what the real vision is here. But this, whoever is going to be in the establishment board, the job they have to do very fast. The government wants it in place by the 1st of July 2023. So they want the new entity in place in legislation and ready to start transitioning by the 1st of July 2023. Mm-hmm. We on the BCG would like to think that as soon as that board is in place, that they will start creating the relationships with those who are already delivering to some of the hard-to-reach, underserved audiences, such as Student Radio, such as the Pacifica Radio Trust. We don't want the new entity to compete with you. We want the new entity to partner with you to help you grow.
Awesome. Thank you very much. What do you believe the future of New Zealand public interest journalism looks like?
I haven't been doing a lot of work around that particular, if you're talking about the public and interest journalism fund and that sort of thing. But if we were talking, one of the major drivers for the business development group that I chaired was, we've seen a lot of Americanization of our public media, whether that be actually the content that we're seeing from an entertainment perspective, or whether that be in the delivery of news and current affairs. One of the major drivers for our group was to ensure that New Zealanders could hear themselves and see themselves, could have their stories up on their screens, whether that be on their phone or their laptop or their iPad or whatever it is, whether it be through podcasts, we wanted to ensure that that content is there for them where they are. And so from that perspective, we believe that this will give the capacity and support and resourcing that New Zealand public media and public interest journalism needs long term into the future.
That was Public Broadcasting Governance Group Chairperson Tracy Martin about the new public media entity that is being built out of RNZ and TVNZ.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.